We all know the feeling of searching for the right candidate. It's exhausting. But what if you didn't have to search at all? With Indeed, you don't search, you match. If you're looking to hire, Indeed is where you need to be. It's a platform that makes hiring simple with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that quickly connects you with quality candidates. Why waste time with busy work? Indeed takes care of scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can focus on what really matters, connecting with the right people fast. And here's something impressive. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent survey. I remember when I was trying to build my first team, it felt like I was sifting through a mountain of resumes. Trying to find that perfect fit was exhausting and time-consuming. I really wish I had used Indeed back then because they simplify the process so much, connecting you with top candidates quickly without all the stress. And here's something special for you. Listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to boost your job's visibility at Indeed.com/founders story. Head over to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by letting them know you heard about it here. Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now back to the show.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome to Founder Story, the podcast where trailblazing entrepreneurs share their extraordinary journeys. Uncover the passion, grit, and vision that drive the world of business and innovation.
Artificial intelligence, Web3, and cryptocurrency have been making headlines this year. But with the rising interest also comes a demand for guidance, especially when it comes to crypto. Today I have a guest who made exactly that her mission, and more. Hello and welcome to another episode of Founder Stories. My name is Nadia Atwal, and I'm here with Rosalind. Not your last name, which is so easy.
Lee.
Let me do it again, okay? Can we do it again?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Okay. CEO of Roller. Artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency, and Web3 have been making headlines this year. But with the rising interest in all three comes also a great demand for guidance. My guest today is providing exactly that and made that her mission and more. Hello and welcome to another episode of Founder Story. My name is Nadia Atwal, and today I'm joined by my guest Rosalind Lee, CEO of Roller. Welcome to the show, Rosalind.
Hi.
So Rosalind, before I want to dive into what Roller is all about, kindly tell us a little bit about your background and how you basically ended up in this position as the CEO of a crypto company.
Yep. So I was studying in UK for 6 years, and then I first came across with cryptocurrency when I was studying at Imperial College. Our professor said we just need to put some money into something so that we understand why all the finance theories. And I was like, yeah, just put some money into anything. And then back then, it was 2017, people were talking about Bitcoin already. So I was like, yeah, just put a few quid there. And then I remember, like, after several hours when I was doing my homework, and then I checked the app and I saw my investments, it just got doubled. And I was so shocked about this. But of course, that was just derivatives, and I started to understand the lucrative of this market, but I didn't really go deeper into crypto. And then back in 2020, during the pandemic, I started my own payment company. But then my dog got lymphoma. So I had to pay for his chemotherapy. And so I sold my part in the company, but I still need some cash. So that was the beginning of the 2020 crypto bull market. So I was like, okay, I need cash. So why not just invest in Bitcoin again? Because it was lucrative. But it didn't go well because I made all the mistakes people would make. Like, I didn't do stop loss, I didn't take profits, I went on over leveraging, I just participated in projects that are rug pulls, got scammed, and basically I lost a lot of money from that. And I just want to understand, why did I lose so much? And what did I do wrong? So I dig deeper into crypto and understanding like what are scams, how does this market work? And eventually, one of the friends actually reached out and say, hey, do you think actually we need a crypto community and to actually help the community? And of course, I say yes, because I know exactly if I had some guidance back then, or if I had someone to tell me what to do, or just explain to me better in simpler language, maybe I could have avoided some of those mistakes. So that's why we started Rolla. We hope to give some valuable informations and educations to our community. And of course, we are not the one providing like a guidance. It's actually the community coming to helping each other and providing their views and educations and sharing their experience. So yeah, that's a summary of how I got to Rolla.
Very interesting. So basically, you suffered losses and wanted to find a solution to solve your own problems. And since nothing was out there, you said, I'm going to create it myself.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So Rolla, what exactly is Rolla here and today, and how can I use it?
Okay. So Rolla, initially, it stands for Reiterative Open Learning Algorithm. So we have our own AI that gives signals on cryptocurrencies. But if you participate in the crypto market a lot, you know that actually the market is driven a lot by the sentiment. Especially when Elon Musk, he tweeted something about a Shiba or just trolling on Twitter or now X, then people just start going crazy with crypto. So you know there's a sentiment-driven thing in this market. That's why we think, okay, we have the AI to predict the market. But of course, we need to capture the sentiment to better improve the AI or to give some valuable insights to the market. So that's why we ask people to vote and then to train our AI and give them reward as well. And this is what Rolla stands for. But of course, behind the AIs and sentiments, there is a community, because sentiments and community, they are intertwined. And the community nowadays, I mean, if you look at X and other communities, some of them are very cold or very trolling or like moon boy all the time. Like crypto is going to moon, everything is going to 100K or going to a million. But in our community, people, of course, sometimes they want things to go to moon as well. But we see that because we built the product in the bear market. Actually, the community is very cohesive and loving. They really share the experience. They really try to help. And sometimes people just share their greatest loss and just try to get through together.
Mm-hmm.
So I would see now Rolla, apart from the AI that is trained by the community sentiment, it is also a community that is really strong and have a power in it.
Interesting. So now there's also a feature within Rolla that is a pay to predict feature. Tell us about that. How can I make money with Rolla?
Okay. So basically, as I said, our AI gives signals on different cryptocurrencies and we want to capture the sentiment of the community. So we said, hey, just vote. Do you think Bitcoin or Ethereum or other cryptocurrencies, are they going to go up or down in the next session? So people vote either up or down. And if they are right, they will get the Rolla tokens. And for now, Rolla token is not listed yet. But people can actually use the tokens to mint NFTs or to hold them. And then when we get listed, when the market is better or more ideal for listing, then they could perhaps monetize the tokens or just keep holding the Rolla tokens.
Ah, I see. So since this community is very engaging, it seems, and there's always dialogue and exchanging of experiences, how has the folding, the bankruptcy of FTX and also the conviction of Bankman-Fried, the CEO, affected the community?
Oh, yeah. So on SBF and the Luna incidents, we actually saw on X, or on our community, some people talking about suicides or just talking about how bad their living are being affected by these incidents. So we see the community try to share the experience, try to say, I've been through this, maybe you could have such and such options, or just grind through the situations together, we can make it through together, and just try to, make sure each other is feeling well to get through the situations, because we really need someone to have been through the situations to be able to pat on our back and say, hey, it's fine. It's going to be all right. I mean, if someone that is not into crypto and say, hey, it's fine, it's not a big deal, we can get through it. Sometimes you just feel off because like you don't even understand how bad this is. But within the community, some people got affected badly and some people with the experience, they really explain how they can, for example, their assets just don't move anything from FTX, to share how they can maximize the possibility of getting those assets back in case or when there is such arrangements. So we can see such help, self-helping community mm-hmm. actually helping each other to grind through those unfortunate events.
Mm, very helpful. What are your plans for 2024? Any specific plans for Rola, new territories, new features, new ideas?
Yeah, so basically we are trying to roll out several new products, but not just a visual, not just virtual products, but a physical products that is related to Web3. Because now people feel a bit okay, so everything is online, everything is on blockchain. We can't touch it. So we can only see it but not feel it. So we want to make something physical, linking the Web3 and the actual real life so that people can actually understand, oh, there is a usage to it, or they can actually feel it in a real world scenario. So we hope to bring up some real world integrations with our existing Web3 to help people to adapt to the technology and to understand more about the usage of blockchains and Web3.
Mm-hmm. So where can people get more information about Rola?
So people can learn about Rola or to join our community from App Store. Just type in Rola.ai. You can see the big R logo there. Then you can just download the app. And you can also follow us on X and Instagram so that you can see all our updates and exciting competitions or events happening every week.
Thank you so much, Rosalind. This was very educational. I hope everybody is checking out the website. I think this is one of those wonderful startup companies that's actually providing real value. And I think it's always great when people exchange experiences and learn from other people's experiences so they don't have to go through many painful ones themselves. So thank you so much. That was another episode of Founder Stories. Join us next time. That's it. Okay. All right. Great. You are the pro. You are the pro. Fantastic. How many minutes were that?
You still have so 3:30. So you have. Oh, how many minutes was it?
Yeah. Recorded? How many recorded?
It was like 11 minutes.
God. Hey, Dan said you can go 10 minutes. So, boom, we can use 10 minutes. So that's good. Anything else otherwise that you want to touch on?
The woman part.
I hear the woman part.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, true. We want to put one more question in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still recording, so you can.
All right. So, Rosalind, how is it to be a woman in the crypto world as a CEO? I'm sure you have some interesting stories to tell on that front.
Yeah, so first of all, whenever I attend some meetings, I would say like half of the time I was being asked, so are you the design person or so are you the PowerPoint designer? They would thought, oh, a girl must be just a designer. And I think you can relate this with cigar as well. So I love cigars. And every time when I walk into a cigar lounge, people were like, why is this girl here? What does she want? And this is exactly how it feels like in the crypto world. Because if you go online, you can see people are saying, oh, those girls in crypto, they're all scams, they're all trolls. People are not really nice to women in the crypto industry.
Really? So yeah. We are not perceived as the trustworthy ones.
Exactly. You can see online a lot of memes, a lot of posts, a lot of X accounts, even the professional traders, they're making fun of the female crypto leaders or accounts. And I was like, that's not right, because we can also do what you can do. So yeah, I would relate the experience in the cigar lounge to being a woman in the crypto industry. But I hope things get better because nowadays more female executives are taking roles in crypto communities and companies. So yeah, I hope we don't perceive as scams and trolls anymore.
Yeah, well, that is an interesting experience that you're sharing there, because when it comes to speakerships, there is a great demand right now for female speakers in the crypto and Web3 world. So there's a shortage. So on one hand, they want more female perspective. And on the other hand, you still feel that as a woman in the crypto world, you have to overcome a lot of prejudices and stereotypes.
Yeah, I think probably people just think, oh, ITs, developments, machine learnings, or AIs, they are done by the men, of course not the women. They don't have the brain of mathematics, perhaps. So I'm a data scientist myself. So I know exactly whenever I just attend a meeting with another male colleague, people would just think he's the one doing machine learning, or he's the only one being able to do it. I was like, no, I'm a data scientist. I can do exactly the same.
Well, I see you already making your mark, and I'm wishing you a very successful career ahead and a wonderful 2024 for that matter. I have a feeling that nobody can stop you. Thank you so much, Rosalind. That was another episode of Founder Stories. Join us next time. Okay.
Yeah, that was good input with the female experience. That's so weird, because we're always talking about, when they are looking for speakers, they're always talking about, do you have a woman? Do you have a woman? Because I'm also involved in a Web3 startup company, and whenever they hear that there is a male and a female in the company, I said, okay, can we have a woman?
Oh, maybe that is for the politically correct thing. Yeah. I mean, on Twitter, there's a lot of trolling, a lot of negative comments about, oh, the woman has an account on Twitter about crypto. It must be a troll.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Well, this is shocking, I have to say. This is really shocking.
Yeah, I think maybe some events, they want to appear to be more politically correct. Uh-huh. But in the real life, I mean, like in the individual levels, people just think, oh, just get a mail, yeah.
How backwards?
Yeah.
It's supposedly future-oriented and then so backwards, you know? This is mind-boggling, but yeah. Bit of a shocker, but you're managing, you know? Yeah, I'm sure you're gonna know your way around it with a high EQ, not just a high IQ.
Yeah, I mean, every time I just being said, oh, that is a designer.
Or
just the secretary.
Or maybe they notice your great shoes.
Yeah, you know? I hope.
You're great. Outfits are great. Shoes. And they say she looks like creative, designer, you know. I don't know. But you know, it reminds me a little bit also of what my friend, who's a female film director, is experiencing in Los Angeles. She says she always has to make herself look unattractive. She cannot look too feminine. She puts the baseball cap on, otherwise the producers don't take her seriously. So you have to artificially become more masculine in your looks in order to get that, taking seriously.
Yeah.
And all those years, she says, it has not improved much. So that is, I find, very discouraging. You know, there are supposedly more women in film, but she said, Nadia, if you really look at who's getting the jobs, see how many women really do get the job. It's still everything but even, you know.
Exactly. I mean, my friend is also a female director in Hong Kong, exactly the same. When they have, like, a special sponsorship, they always just give to the males because they think like a female director is not serious enough into their things. Like they can't devote into their films and things. It's like
very, very backwards, very discouraging. Yeah. Oh man, well, what are you doing next? Tomorrow you're doing the show with Vince.
Mm-hmm.
And are you coming more often? Like this?
No. I'm not a New Yorker. Yeah.
Well, we can also always do some virtual stuff, you know, wherever you are in the world, you know. But tomorrow will be exciting. The stock market, the New York Stock Exchange, really has something of a something. You really channel your inner Gordon Gekko when you go. Then you get the tour and you get the photo op. And apropos photo op, could you take a few pictures of us, Mr. Engineer in charge? That would be great, no? Like some photos. I'm going to send them to you.
Okay.
I know I'm going to touch them up. So just also have something, you know, later on we...
Thank you for tuning in to Founder's Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.